Well, I think this, the whole aviation sector demonstrates the necessity to have a layered approach so that if someone or some group is able to evade one layer, another layer can pick them up. And it begins fundamentally with good intelligence sharing with our international partners, good intelligence sharing with within the aviation sector, good intelligence sharing among the federal family. It goes to the standards that we require for planes bound for the U.S., both for passengers and for cargo, and how we inspect those standards. It goes to what we ourselves require of airport and airport authorities that control, say, the perimeter of the airport. We've had one or two instances of breach this last year. We've jumped on both of those to see why and what corrective measures needed to be taken. It goes to when you get into the airport, what you see in the area before you get to the gate, what you may not see in the area before you get to the gate, the construction of the gate itself with the new technology, and then things that we are doing in the so-called sterile area where, even though we call it a sterile area, there's still a lot of work underway and different things that TSA does on different days at different times in different places to increase security. So it's an entire layered approach. One of the things I think has really helped, and I think American passengers will begin seeing the benefits if they haven't already, is moving to a risk-based approach where if we have pre-knowledge of a traveler and we have their biometrics, they will be, you know, they are able to go through the airport and go through customs, whatever, more quickly. So we're really encouraging that. That takes pressure off of the lines. Second thing that's going on is a lot of technology research to see if in this country where we have the world's best scientists and engineers, we can devise a system that's even more efficient for travelers and yet deals with the evolving threat. Research cycles take time, but there is some very interesting work underway in that regard.